Well, good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, I've missed you guys.
I don't know if Terry's on yet.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll wait a few minutes for him to join us. And
how you been?
Hey, you know, I've been wonderful. You know, energized. You know, I have a little routine, and you know, we go through this a little bit in Supernova, but you know, I get up in the morning, I read a devotional. After that, I write some things in a journal, and then I do my prayers, I meditate, and then I do some stretching exercises, some planks, the ball, then, you know, go have my breakfast, and late in the afternoon, I hit the gym. I work out for an hour and 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, so I do that. And recently up here, have you ever heard of Kaiser Permanente?
No.
Kaiser Permanente is a very large HMO.
Okay. Hey there. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Terry, how are you?
Good. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, no worries. We're just covering a couple of little small talk, but Terry, have you heard of Kaiser Permanente?
It's gigantic, sure.
Yeah, it's huge, right? So
well,
they lost their...
Yeah, it's California predominantly, right?
Yeah, predominantly, but they're expanding, and you know, the CEO was a personal friend, and
uh-huh.
He passed away Sunday before last. At the age of 60. Very young man. And it was a heart failure, but you know, one of the things they did is they started a medical school down in Pasadena, California, and they named it the Bernard J. Tyson School of Medicine. And I mean, this guy was in China, Davos, Switzerland, in affordable health care, that was his vision. And so he had 2 days of services for him on Monday and Tuesday. So I was quite busy.
Wow.
Curtis,
did he serve in any of the presidential administrations? Why does that name sound familiar?
Yeah, he was an advisor during the Obama administration. Kind of was a big promoter of affordable care. They've got probably at least half a dozen new facilities here in the Bay Area, but very, very prominent individual. So,
60
yeah. So
years
we're
old. Holy cow!
Yeah, very young. 10 years ago, he had triple bypass surgery, but the guy was pushing it to the metal. And you know, when you got to be on like that all the time. You're traveling all the time. You're eating out. You're staying at hotels. I mean, you're doing all of that. It life takes its toll. So.
Mm-hmm.
So today's lesson is don't let life take its toll on you. Take time to smell the roses. That's the message, okay?
Amen.
Smell the roses. So guys, we want to spend some time. This is kind of the second call, after we've completed our 12 very intense weeks. So what I wanted to do today is, talk to you about your agenda first, what's on your minds, and how the process is going so far. And then I've got a couple of ideas and thoughts as we start to move this process, you know, more forward. But give me your feedback as well. So let's start with you. What's on your minds right now?
Jeremy, you want to go, or you want me to go, or?
Go ahead.
Well, I tell you, it's. I'm almost, you know. So there, the thing that we are, you know, we're getting people enrolled, and we're getting up to speed with the program for sure. But we've had to, you know, some people. And I guess we've got an older client base, Curtis, in many respects. So I've kind of had to go on site to visually show them folders, agenda items, you know, our Envision software, which is planning. It's a little bit, you know, because it's something that these people have worked in a brokerage firm where they have not had anything like this at all. For, you know, 30, these are people in their 80s, and so trying to get the concept across to them, I'm getting there, but it's a lot harder with older clients than it is in, you know, my New Jersey-based clients. People are working. Everybody's like, yep, got it. Yep, here, this date. Yep, if we have to miss, we just skip to the next one, and so on and so forth. We're getting, you know, a lot of good feedback, for sure, but it's almost, I can't imagine. And maybe this goes to where you're going with the team approach, that the work that's necessary for 100 clients, where, you know, if you've got, you know, calls and they have a, you know, they say, can you look into whether we should do charitable trust for this? And then the next client says, well, I kind of want you to work on. So what happens is you've got a lot of different things to follow up with for the next month. It's a lot of work. And so I can't imagine, you know, it's almost like Jeremy and I have, you know, a runway to learn this before we hire additional people, which once we move to our new building, we will, you know, sometime in 2020. But it's good to have a small base to get familiar with the program, I find.
Yeah. You know, you bring up such a good point, and this is going to be very, very good dialogue. So let's break this up a little bit, okay? Let's go back to some of the things that we learned. Number one, what you're doing is you're developing this concierge practice, okay? The folks that go to the Hampton Inn aren't the same folks that are going to go to the to the Ritz-Carlton or the Four Seasons. Okay? Right. So you've got to separate out, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to build this concierge practice of people that deserve the Ritz-Carlton, Four Seasons type service. Now, you might not be all the way there yet. So you've got to go through a discovery process with existing clients to really determine if they qualify.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And what you want to develop over time is this list of clients that meet your target minimums. Okay? Now, I'm gonna take you back to history a little bit just to reinforce this concept. I started in the business. We were transactional. We had the ready asset account. The minimum, you know, that people put in the ready assets was $5,000. And then when we did a transaction, we'd debit the money market account and pay for the transaction. So we set a standard of people who could buy anywhere from 100 to 500 or 600 shares of stock and buy bonds at 10, 15, 20 at a pop. Then along comes the CMA account, $20,000 minimum. So what we did was we were forced to ask for at least $20,000 or more in cash, securities, combination of both, in order to establish account relationship. Now, within 3 years, the average size was over $275,000. And for many of us, when we started, and I know this sounds funny, but to ask somebody to open up their checkbook and write a check for $20,000 made us a little bit uncomfortable. And then mm-hmm. we discovered that the people had the money, they could do it. Well, you fast forward, and now it's like $2 million relationships, $3 million relationships. And so what we're doing with you now is we are elevating the bar. You know, we're getting you to raise your targets because these are people that you can do more for. So imagine if you had 75 relationships with folks that had anywhere from $3 to $5 million each in assets and the complexity of their problems that you're working with. That's where you're going with this. That's what you're building. And the fact is that those kinds of asset levels are out there because you've gotten a few, so you know they're out there. Maybe it doesn't predominate your book yet, but that's what we're working toward. And in order to attract that kind of client, you're going to have something that differentiates you, and that's that concierge service. It's the little things. I just went through this with another financial advisor team who is now raising the bar in terms of the expectations that they have for themselves and that they have for the clients. Now, you're going to have some clients that aren't going to be ready. They're going to struggle a little bit with the change in service based on their habits and ways of previously doing things. Raise the bar anyway. And if they say on a given call, you know, the frequency of the calls is too much, then you've got to ask yourself, are you really focusing in on those problems? Okay? Are they giving you referrals? So you're constantly segmenting your book. Okay?
I gotcha.
You're constantly segmenting. So it never ends. The stuff you learned in the first week never ends. You're constantly upgrading, right-sizing your book.
Okay.
I would suspect that if you do this diligently, you will double your practice in 24 months after we're done. Okay?
That'd be sweet.
I don't know if that's a goal for you.
Yep. Yep. Well,
so you're
going to
get...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
We're getting there. And the thing is, we're already getting, you know, some referrals from people who are in the program. It's just the feedback has been great.
Good.
It's just the people that have lots of, money. And the thing is, it's like planning for them is, gifting. It's estate planning. It's something that it's just, it's funny that, with the clients that we have, it's like you got to approach it differently with different people. But, once they get it, they're on board. Sometimes it takes a phone call. Well, I don't understand. Well, next time I'm going to come visit you, and I'll kind of walk you through it in person. And I've had four instances over the last week and a half where that's been the case. That people that didn't understand it when I got a chance to be with them in person and could kind of show them, here's our list of the 24-month agenda topics that we're going to bring to your attention. Here are the things that you may not be thinking about in terms of the program that are going to become available to you as we have establish regular communication with a focus on planning. So it's just, if some people take longer to get it, but everybody's getting it. It's just a process that.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, just imagine, you know, you're trying to go through and convert 100 relationships.
Right.
And
yeah.
You can't do it, get it all done in 12
yeah.
weeks. You know?
So we
both can laugh about that and say, "Yeah, right. That's right." But what you can do in the course of 6 or 7 months, get close to it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, 6 or 7 months, yes, for sure. You don't really know until you get into getting people on the calendar. And the good thing
right.
is that Jeremy, you know, and I, you know, in terms of meeting, because, you know, I work in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, I'm in two places, but I'm always
sure.
in the office on Wednesdays. So folders are getting done. Jeremy's done a great job with the folders.
Great.
We've even, you know, developed a financial wellness report in conjunction that has a supernova schedule on the top of their sheet. Jeremy created
oh, wow.
that with our logo on it. We've got our hole
okay.
punches with our logo on it.
Okay.
It's
great.
Yeah, so things are getting done. It just takes time. Jeremy,
be proud of what you've accomplished, okay?
Oh yeah.
You know, which is a lot.
Yeah.
Be very, very proud. And you know, like most advisors and myself, we're never satisfied until we, you know, have this kind of this excellence you know, flow going here, and it makes
right.
us feel uncomfortable sometimes when, you know I can do better. I know I'm not excellent yet, but I'm working on it. I'm getting there.
Well, it's a first, you know, in your book, the first chapter is, hey, get outside your comfort zone.
Oh, yeah.
This is, you know, a step outside our comfort zone. And, you know,
yeah.
so we're doing things that feel a little awkward,
mm-hmm.
but we both know that I can't imagine not doing this.
Right.
Because
exactly.
you differentiate. I had a client meeting last night where she said, you know, you can't believe how great this is that you're doing this now, because I'm about to sell my business and I'm terrified of the next 2 to 3 years in the stock market. So the fact that you're rolling out monthly communication when we need it most, I don't think you know how important that is and what you're doing and how timely it is. I said, yeah. Hey, Carol, there's all kinds of reasons that we want to do this. No one's
right.
mentioned it quite like that yet about, you know, what's the market going to do in the next 2 to 3 years where you're really going to need to be there for people.
Sure.
You know, so there's lots of positives that we're getting out of this.
Oh, great.
But it's just, you know,
that's a great story. That's a great story.
Well, it's just there's all kinds of reasons, but then you get into conversations because you're there to say what's on your mind and how can we help. You know, if this is a, you know, this was a, you know, an investment review that turned into, she is an adolescent, you know, teenage girl. She has a home, 44
yeah.
beds. And she's done it for
wow.
34 years, and she said, I'm exhausted. I need to find a way to sell it. So long story short, I have a friend in New Jersey who I can connect with her, who can find
okay.
her a broker, because I have a friend in the, you know, CPC is a community psychiatric center. They're in the same business. And so I can kind of put people together, even though it was
right.
something that I completely didn't anticipate walking in the door.
Sure.
So you're solving people's biggest needs by being in this program. How can we help? What's on your mind?
Right.
What's top? What's your biggest worry, or however you want to do it? So,
okay.
I think as we go, Curtis, it's just, you know, the impact is you know, you feel
oh.
good.
Yeah, because you're doing good work, and you know,
yeah.
and when you put that in front of what you're doing, yeah,
yeah,
it's great. You know, that is a great, that's a great story. One of the things that, you know, I think as we kind of just refine what we're doing, we need to kind of do two things. Number one is we need to get our business plan and strategy document prepared. You know, and I would say, you know, take the month of December and kind of begin to kind of go through that, and mm-hmm. and so that you can share with me and have questions that I can answer. And then okay. I think the other thing that we can do is we can dovetail the book and some of the teaming concepts and weave that in into the conversations. And then I think we go back and reinforce some topics. So you brought something that was a trigger for me. And one is, you know, refinement, you know, the checklist. Mm-hmm. And the checklist is just kind of a self-monitoring, you know, what are we doing? Or do we have COIs, centers of influence? Have we educated our centers of influence? Are we meeting with them on a regular basis? Do they know our targets and the type of client that we're looking for?
Speaking of which, I got one tomorrow that I've never met this guy before, but he's been recommended to me by one of our clients in New Jersey, Tyson Pritchard, who is, you know, this new accounting relationship he has. He loves it. So I'm going to meet the accountant tomorrow because I've come into a situation where another client of ours has got a boss. He sold a business, and he's looking for a new accountant. So I'm going into this. This is the first time for me to go in not knowing someone. And so give me some, you know, I know that I you know, kind of know it's, tell me about your, if you're interviewing them is really what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, here, first, the first part is get them stimulated. Look, you know, we're a growing team. We're managing X million dollars of assets. Our clients look like this. And these are the types of clients that we want to look at in the future as we continue to grow our business. And we're looking to establish relationships with people that understand our concierge practice, that are like-minded, that we can refer to, and have that source be reciprocal in terms of referring to us. So we've got to get you comfortable with our business, and we need to be comfortable business. How does that sound so far? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
And you've got to lay out your Supernova program and how you work with people. And they've got to tell you what their program is and how they take care of their clients. You want to meet their team. They want to meet your team.
Mm-hmm.
And then you begin to set up the process. And don't give anonymously. So don't go turning over, you know, somebody that's selling a business for $10 million and they get a hand in it, but then they don't come back.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that you get referrals and accept referrals is through personal introduction, right?
Mm-hmm.
No business card, go call this person. That doesn't work. It's got to be a personal introduction. Are they willing to do that? If they're unwilling to do that, then you can't work with them.
Okay.
You'll have to go find someone else to get your millions of dollars in assets over time. If they can't refer and make personal introductions your way, you can't work with them.
Okay.
If they lack the service initiative or unwilling to modify and improve upon their service initiative, you can't work with them. If they are unwilling to give a client a one or two free consultation sessions, you can't work with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So now you're going to come in, you're the control person. You are now the quarterback of the relationship. So we talk about mastermind groups, but I want to modify the name a little bit. I want to talk about, you know, kind of your external team. You got the internal team, which is you in the center and Jeremy, your specialist at your firm that can support you in the area of insurance, lending, you know, all those capabilities. Your external team might consist of, well, you might have a web social media expert. When you're talking to a business owner and their presence, you know, isn't really felt, then you're going to, look, I got a specialist in social media I'd like to bring to bear on our relationship that I might be able to add some value to you. You know, you've got lots of employees. You know, I've got an HR expert that I'd like to refer to you. And by the way, when I send somebody your way, the initial consultation is cost-free. And you want to be able to say that. You want to thoroughly vet these people. So just like I was describing, you know, this business broker that you might be working with that's got to be able to cross-refer, each of those professionals that are part of your external team, they've got to be vetted in the same way. Gotcha. And you may have a lawyer in your hip pocket, a CPA in your hip pocket. You might have, there's many organizations where groups of CFOs, former CFOs, have been entrepreneurial. Instead of it being in-house with many business owners, they tap into these kind of resources. So get one of those in your back pocket that can rip up an income statement balance sheet and advise the client. You know, get that social media marketing person that really understands digital marketing. And get that lawyer that's very familiar with M&A work that can help clients through succession planning and things of that nature.
Okay.
And then, you know, have that CPA. So now you're building this external team, okay? So just imagine with your external team who thoroughly understand your practice, they give you six names each per year, okay? Mm-hmm. Five people, that's 30. 30 new relationships. And I'd be willing to guess that when you're face-to-face, your close ratio is probably between 85 to 90% when you are meeting with somebody face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So just imagine 30 that meet your target. So if your target is 2 million, 2.5, multiply that times 20 or 30, and there goes your growth for the year. Now, that's just with that external team. That's not client personal referrals. That's not all that other stuff that we're working on in terms of client acquisition.
Okay.
Now why should they be working with you? Well, you know, as I sent you that VIPSA model and referral script, this is the thing. Remember these 5 points. You're now organized, and clients as well as prospects are on a regular call schedule on the calendar. You've elevated the level of service using 12-4-2, the one-hour response to problems, 24-hour resolution. You're implementing a financial planning process. You've got monthly client agendas. Clients receive an executive summary after each call. You've conducted a review of done something that provides an outstanding benefit to the client. That's in that materials I sent to you. Don't give anonymously. That means you don't want to provide something or do something without acknowledgement. Always restate what you've accomplished or given to them and client benefits during a review. Mm-hmm. So if you've saved their tax liability by $15,000, mention it. Don't hold it inside. Yeah. Don't keep it a secret. If
right.
you've helped them
right.
create a trust to avoid probate, don't keep it a secret. If you protected the family
yeah.
against, yeah, mm-hmm. and if you protected the family against loss of the primary breadwinner, don't give anonymously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember
I
doing this as an advisor, and first the guy, he loses his wife, and then he passes away, and I knew the grown children, and they were all taken care of. And they
mm-hmm.
couldn't stop thanking me.
Yep.
You've grown the assets through portfolio management. You've helped to solidify retirement income in an amount of X amount of dollars, $4,000 extra dollars a year, whatever the number is. And you've saved thousands of dollars in interest payments by restructuring. So that's the good work you all do.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, people have no idea.
But don't give anonymously.
Don't give anonymously. That,
yeah.
That's right. That's right. And now you've got to train these folks that are COIs and part of the external team mastermind group that you've got to teach them the same things. You've got to teach them Supernova, how you work,
mm-hmm.
how you take
mm-hmm.
care of clients, and get them comfortable with what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
there.
I had that whole script.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
you are. We're just reinforcing right now. We're going
mm-hmm.
back and we're reinforcing the good things in your capabilities.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Understood.
So how's that resonating with you?
Well, it's fine. It's just, in every single meeting and call and things that we have, you know, it gets a little bit better. It gets a little bit tighter. It gets a little bit, you know, it's step by step.
Sure.
But we're on the
sure.
path. And,
yeah.
You know, I think for the next month, if we, you know, Jeremy has been diligently studying for his Series 7 exam, which is coming up early in December. So we've got
okay.
that going on. But, yeah, I think
okay.
sometime in the future, though, we're going to be looking to add a third person to the team at some
right.
point. So, and it might be towards the, you know, the back end of our you know, because we now into the monthly calls.
Right.
You know, so that'll be an interesting thing because I'm trying to dig through, you know, the book, you know, in the chapters that you wrote in as far as teamwork. And some
right.
of it applies and some of it doesn't yet apply. But I'm thinking that
right.
With 100 clients, you have to have a team.
Well, it helps you create that vision, right? For
yeah,
for what you're working toward.
Yeah, right.
That's what
right,
you're doing.
Right.
It's the end game. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But being, you know, impatient as, you know, advisors, we want things to be easy and, you know, done. And it's just, it's a process, but it just, there's no doubt that the people who have benefited from this, Curtis, our clients, are giving us very, very positive feedback. So we feel very, very good about what we're doing. We really do.
Good. Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, I would say that as we go forward on the calls, this is a time to take a breath and continue to reinforce and implement, you know,
mm-hmm.
and refine. That's what
yep.
we do on these calls. So, you know, you've been very, very forthcoming, you and Jeremy, about what's on your minds, your agenda,
mm-hmm.
because that's the way I want to help you grow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you're talking to me on a regular basis and just being upfront and honest about, you know, your challenges and your struggles, but your opportunities and your successes, then, you know, that makes this work all the better. But let's hear a little bit from Jeremy. Jeremy, what's on your mind?
I'm excited to kind of get everyone scheduled.
Yep.
I think it's going well. I think we've, you know, it. The folder is like, when you first start this program, we kind of like, you know, we read the information and you kind of like look at those folders and you're like, okay, this is where like stuff's got to go in there. And then, you know, as we've been working on them, you kind of realize like, you know, there's other stuff you might want in there that's more kind of important.
Right. Okay.
And
okay,
and
yeah.
We adjusted them for that. So, I mean, they're really nice. I really like them.
Yeah.
We're just, you know, we're still getting through the process of getting everyone kind of up and running, but you know, it's exciting. I enjoy it. I have a whole pile of red folders here that are waiting to get delivered to people, and
We've got hole punches ordered. You know, Jeremy's put the blue folders in my, the blue folders go in the holders that we got, you know, up on my desk.
Okay.
I take all the blue folders because I've got, you know, a call at 5:30 tonight with Pete Kelly, so I've got the blue folders with us. With me right now, so I can put the executive agendas, or, you know, so things are getting sent out. Agendas Jeremy does, you know, at the end of the previous week or beginning of the, you know, the week, and then the executive summaries are going out 24 hours.
You guys are doing it. Yeah.
That sounds so good. We also branded the pole punches.
Okay.
We gotta send you a picture of that, Curtis. You know, the thing, we put our logo on the hole punch, and Jeremy found a local guy to do a decal for us. So we got these black hole punches, and we got this white Twin River Wealth Management logo on it. It's really pretty sharp.
Oh, wow, impressive.
Jeremy thought of it, and it's one of those things like, hey, we're serious about this.
Yeah.
We're serious about it. So, Jeremy's done a fantastic job with the folders. There's a picture of me and him in front of our new building, you know, our new spring headquarters in spring of 2020. And that, you know, you open it up. And we've got to start to gather your enthusiastically endorsed people.
Because
all the client folders have that sheet in there that's blank. We start to have to gather this. And I guess you do it over time.
Yes.
But I have to make a conscious effort to say, all right, here's your folder. Here's what's inside. And one thing we're going to need, because we have the same thing in our office for you, is, you know, who do you – tell us about your accountant. Tell us about your, you know, the people that you
work
with.
Yeah, can you enthusiastically endorse them?
Yeah.
Yep.
So because I've come across a situation in New Jersey where I've got a client whose boss owns a company, just came into a liquidity event, and he's saying, I got to find another accountant. So it's a perfect opportunity for me to go out and interview three accountants that are enthusiastically endorsed by our existing clients. So that's the first meeting is tomorrow. So, we're we'll see how it goes. But it's
into the language. You're already into the philosophy. I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
so,
are,
yeah.
You know, these are accountants that were referred to us by existing clients who are very happy with the service they get. So, now the thing is, it's, you know, one of them is just, we'll call this guy. You're saying it's a far better thing to have a personal introduction by our client calling them and saying, my financial advisor, who's great, is going to be in touch with you. That's a better introduction. Yeah, so we got to work on that. So,
personal introduction is kind of the face-to-face over breakfast, coffee, lunch. You know, don't do expensive dinners. Let's see where it goes. And then, you know, if it looks like it's moving in the right direction, then you move forward. I would definitely review the script and strategy for using the VPSA referral model. I've known several FAs go from $1 million to $3 million just using VPSA and not the other acquisition tactics.
Okay.
So that's going to be a
very, very important part of what you do and how you
okay.
really train these folks. But right now, I want the I want these external people that you refer to really be owned by you.
Okay.
Okay. I want you to feel comfortable with them. I want you to own them. I want them to know how you work. I want them to know the value you provide. And I want them to refer people. And if they can't, then sorry, you can't be on the team.
Right.
And they got to be willing to do that. And they've got to be reminded. And anytime, and you keep a folder on these people. And you take
mm-hmm.
notes about the conversations you've had and what was discussed and what you've educated them on.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to help their business and their practice, too. Teach
yeah,
them
sure.
Supernova. Yeah.
Yep. I have the book.
Absolutely.
I carry it with me.
Okay.
So for December, we work on the business plan.
Yes.
Which, all right, so we'll that'll be what we work on. Jeremy,
okay.
did you book your test? Did they give you the window?
No, I don't have. I'm filling out that FINRA stuff still.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, Jeremy, so we're, you know, targeting Jeremy to take his exam. But, yeah, we'll
okay.
be working on the business plan, Curtis, for the next phone call, like you said, if you want us to get that.
Yeah,
you know,
and you might not be done, but we want to start thinking about, you know,
okay.
our goals and things going into the new year, redefining the vision, your value proposition, you know, maybe 3 to 4 key initiatives that you're going to be focused on that are going to
okay.
drive your productivity going into the new year.
Gotcha.
And,
okay.
and so that, you know, what we would do is we would go through not the entire business plan in one call, but some of the components that might make some sense.
Understood.
And then we'll finish up in subsequent
okay.
calls. But it'll
okay.
be a reference point for us. Okay. So,
all right, Curtis,
if there's anything
you.
That comes up, feel free to you know email me and
okay.
you know and I'll respond.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hey,
all righty.
Good talking.
You're welcome. Okay. Pleasure's always mine. You take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See you. Bye.